السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Yesterday we had discussed that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Makkah Sharif for his place of birth and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Madina Sharif for his place of hijrat and also for his final resting place in the dunya. Today we move on to the childhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find that Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it wasn't as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought him into existence while he was already an adult. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born a natural birth and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through all the stages of infancy, childhood, adolescence, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to adulthood. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced all of this. All of this Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's infancy, childhood, adolescence, etc. wasn't something that was so easy. Generally, a son would rely on the father. The father would guide him. The father would show him the ropes, take him through those trying times. The mother would be there for the child in infancy, in childhood, etc. But more especially when the child is between adolescence and childhood, the mother's hand needs to be there. But we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had already lost his father before he was even born. And his mother also was lost while he was still a little child. My Shaykh Hazrat Mohammad Patel Sahib Daan Barakatum, when he explains this, that first Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's father passed away, then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mother passed away, then he went to stay with his grandfather was prepared to take care of him so well, then the grandfather passes away. So Hazrat mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't want anyone to lay claim that I brought up Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam through all these stages. And we find that every person who was blessed, normally if somebody looks after us, we would say their ihsan is upon us. Somebody has to look after us. If an orphan child, now if some kala looks after that child, the mother's sister looks after the child, so then when the child grows up, what the child will say? He says, no, that auntie is like my mother. Now she grew us up. So their ihsan, the person who looks after, the person who makes our tarbiyat, their ihsan is upon us. But in this case, we would say that they were honored that they were given the opportunity to have a hand in the upbringing of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Pak blessed them. It is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ihsan upon them. When Dai Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha came to Makkah Sharif to look for a child to take. So there were many other wet nurses that came with. Do we know the names of the others? No. But we know her name. Why we know her name? Because she has got some attachment with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The others don't. So every person who came into contact or who had a little hand, was blessed to have a hand in the upbringing of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, each of them had wonderful, wonderful experiences. And each of them already knew that this child is some great person. There is some great things to happen in this child's life. But little did they know that he is going to come and change the face of the entire earth forever and ever. Little did they know that he is going to be Khatamun Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Little did they know that this was the savior of mankind that they were bringing up. Bibi Amina, the mother of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many different things that she mentions with regards to the time when she was expecting Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says normally the women folk when they are expecting, and we know it, those of us that are fathers, so we know that the wife when she is expecting, then sometimes they have back problem because they are carrying that extra weight. They can't do as much as they can do when they are not expecting. And it takes a toll on the body. It's a weight in the stomach. But Bibi Amina, she says, this was like as if to say there was a flower in my stomach. No weight, no burden whatsoever. Then the different dreams that she had while she was expecting Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how easy her work became. She says she would go to the well to fetch water. And it would be so easy, normally so difficult to put the bucket in, pick the water up. The bucket feels so heavy. But when she was expecting Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she went to the well, with sahulat, asaniyat, it was as if like the water is coming to her. So she experienced all of this. Then we go to Dai Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha. What she says? She says when she was coming to Makkah Sharif, her camel was so weak and slow that it was the last camel. Can't move. That's why all the other wet nurses came and they finished take all the children from the wealthy homes. And she was left to take Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at that time she didn't know what pearl she had picked up. But she says after she took Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that camel overtook her whole tribe, all the wet nurses that came from her tribe, that camel overtook everybody. All of a sudden there was like a new life in this camel. She says that prior to this there was drought in their locality. But after she brought Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and came, she says she used to send the goats out for grazing. They used to come back with giving double the amount of milk that they were giving before. The pastures became green. She says she herself, she had her own child and then she had Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She had enough milk within her to feed the both of them well. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection was so much on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that from the time he was an infant also, he didn't do any injustice or oppression on anybody. The Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not drink till his foster brother had drank. Even from then there was insaf in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mizaj. Naturally there was adl and insaf, and not only adl and insaf but ihsan and kindness, because this was rahmatan lil alameen. He was the one who was going to have compassion and mercy upon his enemies. Where was he not going to have compassion and mercy upon his foster brother? So anybody, then Abdul Muttalib, how much of muhabbat he had for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So touched he was by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Talib, when he came into the picture, now Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was growing up, then once he takes Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that trade caravan, and then they come across that monk, and that monk says to him, that monk calls him, he says, who is that person? Who is the guardian of that person? He says, no, I am. He says, well, don't take him to Syria. Why? Because he is the final prophet. I have seen a cloud shelter him as he walks. When they came, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his uncle told him, right, go and tie the... They don't know who he is. So his uncle told him that time, now go and tie the camels, remove the saddles from the camels, like how we would do with our children, give them some calm, let them do some khidmat. So he went to do that. So all the elders who were there in the caravan, they had sat down on the dastarkhan of that monk. He invited all of them for meal. And they all sat down in the shade, because hot desert. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, there was only a place in the sun to sit. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat down, the branches of the tree moved to come and make shade for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.